listening to CITR 101.1 FM. We're broadcasting, believe it or not, live from the UBC Nest. We're here for 2017, Vancouver Stampede, here in the building. This is the 50th episode of the Stampede series. Actually, I'm here with our regular co-host,
DJ Chickpea.
Yes, DJ Chickpea is in the house, as you usually say. That's your motto, I think. Is
DJ Chickpea
is in the house. You pause. You have a bit of a pause. DJ Chickpea.
Is in the house.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Okay, hold on. People are getting rowdy over there. Let's shut the window. So, yes, this is Cue It Up, 50th episode, Stampede edition. Again, this is John Q here with special guest DJ Chickpea. And Chickpea has been with the show for, like, so long, recurring, like, just my recurring companion week to week, day after day. I guess you have a funny joke over there, so I'll tune in with you soon, partner. But, yeah, we're here, as we are every week, with the Vancouver Stampede that happens live in the Nest out here Wednesday afternoons. Once a week. Precisely once a week for once an hour. Or precisely an hour for once a week per day of the week. And this is Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. More importantly, before we really get into the meat of the show, that this is a broadcast from on top of unceded Coast Salish Musqueam lands, specifically the lands of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people who have been here for time immemorial and who we are here as unwelcome guests on their territory. Just want to make that acknowledgement. But as for Nestfest, a.k.a. Cowboy City, a.k.a.
Vancouver Stampede.
DJ Chickpea, can you give us a, like, what's happening on the ground out here? And I'm gonna open this window up so you can kind of get a glimpse into the dealings.
Well, we've got lots of people with different things that they're selling, different wares.
Juarez. Yeah.
Yes. Lots of animals, lots of livestock.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of cows.
Okay.
Plenty of chickens.
Okay.
There's a catch a chicken race where you race to see who can catch a chicken first.
Yeah,
so that's
little
very
bucks.
Exciting.
Little buck bucks.
Yeah, the bucks.
Yeah, little buck bucks.
The sweet little chickens.
Yeah, sweet little bucks. What else do you see?
Well, there's... Oh, wow, there's a bit of a... bit of a bar fight.
Bit of a brawl, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of a brawl.
Yeah, you know, let's get them settled down. Let's just hold on here. Let's just make this happen.
Chicken buck buck, chicken buck buck, chicken buck buck buck, chicken buck buck, chicken buck buck. You're probably playing with your own chicken buck.
Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something at Shawnee's at $2.99 save me some money, and eased up my mind. I'm walking in circles and feeling the pain. I'm tossing and turning and crying in vain. Like a Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something ain't right. Here we go. Crossing the line from the rain in my windshield and the tears in my eyes. Now the bedroom is empty and I spent my last dime, and the lovers are leaving. I got nothing but time. I got you on my mind, like a Japanese cowboy or a brother on skates, like a blizzard in Georgia or a train running late. I call out your name, girl, in the heat of the night, and nobody answers, 'cause something ain't right.
Oh,
Hello, hello, hello. This is John Q. You're listening to Cue It Up Still. Here we are in the mix here from the Vancouver Stampede 2017 edition. Yeehaw! Boy and girls. We started Ween's Japanese Cowboy. And then after that, we heard the imitable Shonen Knife, Japanese three-piece punk band. Been around for decades. We're actually playing Sled Island this year, so that's an exciting ad. That's an exciting get. Here they've got a Sister Stampede over that way yonder, in the old cowboy parlance, yeehaw. Isn't that right? And we're about to start up on Quick Draw, which is our weekly segment, as usual listeners will know. Quick Draw, where myself and my partner, DJ Chickpea, compete to win many, many prizes and gift donations, vouchers, swag, all sorts of things. And, you know, it's a real mile a minute, so just stay tuned for that. Now DJ Chickpea, maybe you could explain what... DJ Chickpea? DJ... Hey, Laura? Laura. Where? Laura. Where are you? Laura. Where did you go? Well, I guess my partner, DJ Chickpea, must have slipped out. Right yonder way, past the tavern blockade, the barricadas, and I guess, you know, slippery dings. Be doing that in these old here streets. Yeehaw. Now, I guess, wait, hold on, I'm getting a text message now. No, this isn't right. This isn't right at all. This text message here is saying that... No, what? DJ Chickpea has been dead. DJ Chickpea's been dead for the last 10 years. But then who have I been hosting this show with week after week, day after... None of this is right at all. Oh no. Well, you know, we're gonna just be figuring something out. The show must go on. You know, being an old time entertainer myself, I know that better than most. So we're gonna listen to Sanaraz, horse steppin', and then we're gonna be right back, and we're gonna try and figure this whole situation out. Died in a car crash by Lover's Lane. Veered off. Red convertible, ghostly howls, nobody ever recovered. Okay, we're gonna get to the bottom of this. You're gonna queue it up. Stay tuned, we're gonna figure out this mystery. Whether it's the enemy or not. Cows and buck-bucks be damned. Here's horse steppin'. Thank you. Lover's Lane, cut off. Hellish screams in the night. Entire tri-county area, contamination zone. Oh no, this doesn't add up at all. Where is DJ Chickpea? Siri. How do we do a séance? Siri, how do we do a séance?
Okay, give me a moment.
Okay, sick.
I found this on the web for how do I do a seance. Siri, how do you do a seance?
Okay, fantastic. Let's do this. Okay, so I'm summoning my courage. Okay, we're gonna do this. DJ Chickpea, who has been a member of the show since its inauguration day, time after time, even when I didn't believe in myself, even when my sixth string was down by the Rolling Rocks, and I was just a tumbleweed against the canyon curves. DJ Chickpea was there for me, so we're going to be there for you, DJ Chickpea, even if you are a hellish apparition from the seven layers of Satan's pit. Anyhow, we're going to put on some music and do this, all right? Now, please, if you're listening now to CITR 101.9 FM, I need you to share your energy with me, so that we can summon DJ Chickpea. Okay? You need to be there with me. And then we can do this. Okay, I feel DJ Chickpea's energies coming through. And soon we're gonna break through. I mean, come on, DJ Chickpea. We've gotta play Quick Draw. We've gotta compete for great prizes and swag. I can't do this myself. I feel something. Hello, DJ Chickpea? Is that you?
Hello?
Oh my god. DJ Chickpea.
Help! I'm calling from hell.
Oh no.
I've been summoned back to hell.
Welcome to the program, DJ Chickpea. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question.
What's your question, DJ Chickpea?
Well, so I've been summoned back to hell.
Okay.
For 10 years, I was able to escape my eternal damnation.
You think you're trying to escape has anything to do with why you were there in the first place? Maybe something to reflect on, DJ Chickpea.
Well, okay. Slow your roll.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
John.
Welcome to the program, DJ Chickpea.
Welcome to the program. So my question is that so I've been hanging out with my friend, Satan, and he's always, you know, like the other day he was like, hey, do you want to come hang out by the River of Lost Souls with me? And now I'm just wondering, what does that mean? Are we just friends? Are we dating? You know.
DJ Chickpea, have you even finished your Hell Driver equivalence program yet? And you're talking about dating fiends already? How old are you, DJ Chickpea?
Well, now that I'm in hell, I'm ageless.
DJ Chickpea, do you see what are you seeing in hell? Do you see anyone you recognize down there?
Well, there's lots of fires. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Well, no. Tell me more about the fires.
Okay, lots of fires, burning, really high fires, lava everywhere.
Wow.
Rivers of lava.
Wow.
People screaming.
Wow.
But John, I see you in the future. You're going to die. Tomorrow.
Well, that sure was spooky, wasn't it? cue it up. It's broadcasting. Oh, I just want to play quick draw. CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
Yeehaw. That was Kafka by Muted Rainbow, which is Michelle Proskell, who resides currently, I think, in China by way of Canada, Toronto, if I'm not mistaken. But Michelle Prosko performs as Muted Rainbow. Again, that was the track Kafka from the album Intuitions. This is John Q, broadcasting week after week. DJ Chickpea, what did you think of that track?
I quite liked it.
Yeah, you know, it's really got, it's got a special something. You know, DJ Chickpea, you really know how to pick them week after week.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, it really makes me glad that I brought you on this program, that I ventured into, well, actually, you know, I have no recollection, to be honest. Was there something that we needed to talk about?
I don't think so.
Okay, no, there is. It's quick draw
time. For quick draw.
Back to the saloon, the saloon, Old Oeste saloon time. Hold on. Let's get the right track out here for a quick draw. Let me just get the. Oh, this is all wrong. This is all wrong. Hold on. Wait. Oh, you know what? Let's just ignore the music for a moment. Quick draw.
Quick draw.
So DJ Chickpea, how do you explain quick draw?
Well, quick draw is when we pick a category, for example, trees.
Yes.
And then say as many.
In fact, we do trees every week, as a matter of fact, actually. So
the tree minute, we could also call it.
I suppose.
And then you say as many types of trees as you can think of.
Okay.
In 1 minute.
Okay, so you're ready to play?
So
every week, just so you know, some of our fantastic sponsors, contribute cash prizes, vouchers, coupons, giveaways, shopping sprees, just so that we can keep this great, the competitive spirit going between me and DJ Chickpea. Every week there could be a new winner. Is it going to be me? Is it going to be DJ Chickpea?
It will be one of those two, though.
Yeah, by deduction alone, we can arrive at
because
that conclusion.
Because no one else is allowed to play.
No.
No.
Anyhow, yeah, are you ready to start? Okay. 1, 2, 3, go!
Pine tree.
Cherry blossom.
Apple tree.
Pine blossom.
Evergreen tree.
Brave tree.
Deciduous tree.
Carnivorous tree.
I don't think that's a real type of
tree. So that's one. Give me a hand. Tack, tack, soup. Okay, so that's one tack, tack you've gotten. One more, and that means you're out of the
you're
round.
You're eliminated from the round.
Yeah. So keep going.
Birch tree.
Fever tree.
Mango
the bravest tree.
Tree.
The bravest tree of them all. That was two. I was giving you two. It was Brave Tree and then the Bravest Tree.
That's a... You know what that
okay,
is.
Okay, you're... no. okay. You're... Ow! Ow. Okay. Yeah, okay. That's way more than two Tic Tacs. Okay. All right. Grand Old Tree.
Ghost Tree.
Phantom Tree.
Scary tree.
Regret tree.
Awkward tree.
Tree of tragedy.
Tree of death.
Tree of souls.
Tree of babies.
Tree of the abyss.
Tree of art.
Tree
supplies.
Of deep, dark spaces.
Tree of hiding spots.
Tree of seeking place.
Tree of patterns.
High five trees.
Funny tree.
Sad tree.
Forgetful tree.
Tree that tells jokes that no one laughs at.
Advice tree.
Motherly tree.
Dead tree.
Haunted tree.
Underwater tree.
Treehouse tree.
Squirrel's tree.
Carpentry tree.
Broccoli tree.
Asparagus tree.
Mini tree.
Radish tree.
Tiny tree.
Lettuce tree.
Tomato tree.
Durian tree.
Banana tree.
Coconut tree.
Button tree.
Tree of the gilded orangutan.
Gorilla tree.
Bonanza tree.
Butterfly tree.
Cattle driver tree.
3D.
May is Asian Heritage Month, and the Museum of Anthropology is inviting you to celebrate with them by seeing the exhibition Traces of Words, Art and Calligraphy from Asia, on from May 11th to October 9th. Words and their physical manifestations are explored in this exhibition, which will honor the special significance that written forms, especially calligraphy, hold across many unique cultures of Asia, a vast geographical area boasting the greatest diversity of languages in the world. Join MOA for the exhibit's opening with free admission on Thursday, May 11th from 7 to 10 p.m.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hello, hello, you're listening, Cue It Up. We just heard a track from Levin Martin's Moana with Dolphins Into the Future. I think it was for Spencer Clark's label, Pacific Sound Visions, one of the best sort of weirdo tape labels, outsider tape labels that there are. Spencer Clark, probably best known for his work with Skaters, which is a project in collaboration with James Ferraro, who is obviously a experimental wunderkid right now, and this is called Ilha da Culatra, which I think means the island of Culatra. If you're just tuning in now, I am encrusted with jewels and gems and finery. I am wearing three golden lion rings and this entire silver serpent, which wraps around my arm. These were some of the things I won based on my stellar performance in today's quick draw. So thank you to all our sponsors for allowing me this bold victory, and so that I may stride forward into the future with the blessing of the Eternal Stallion. Thank you. Hello, hello. You are listening to Cue It Up on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard Runaway Part 1 from White Poppy. We're listening to Runway Part 2 on the run, as it turns out. Here I am with my jingly-jangly jewels out here, finally trying to get away from it all. You know, after regular episode of Cue It Up, just the stress builds up, the stampede outside, all those people getting thrown out of tavern windows and such. And I just got this sudden compulsion to drive. And I don't know where I'm going, but I'm just driving and driving.
And my spirit is here.
Oh my
guiding
gosh.
You.
DJ Chickpea.
Yeah.
You're back among the living.
Well, my spirit is.
Oh, well, I mean, it's still good to can I pat your is that possible?
No.
Oh.
No.
Well, you're making an indent in the vehicle.
Yeah, like it's a complicated
okay.
process.
Do you have a shadow?
No.
Oh. Well, it's nice for you to join me on this leisurely drive. Although it is getting dark and overcast.
Well, let me show you actually one of my favorite roads to drive on.
Okay, well,
it's just up here.
You always did like to explore.
I do.
Up this way? Should I, okay, here comes the ignition.
So there's a left turn coming up.
Okay.
So turn left here.
Okay.
And then straight.
Where are we going anyway? You know, I've never driven up this way, but it's
turn right.
Hold
right
on, I just ran into some yellow tape, but I'm not sure. Okay, so okay.
And then we just keep driving.
Well, how long do we drive for?
Forever.
That's a very long. That's an awful long time. I need to get back in time for Downton Abbey. You know, it's one of my favorite shows.
Okay, so turn right.
But this is where the coast is. DJ Chickpea, where are you taking? What did that sign say? DJ Chickpea, where are we going?
Okay, stop the car.
Stop the car. But this is a train track, DJ Chickpea. This is you can't stop here. This is too dangerous.
No,
this is all your funny pranks. You always have very funny pranks.
Okay.
DJ Chickpea, wait, hold on. Where are you going? Can I come with you?
You can.
Okay, then open the door. Why are you? Open the door. DJ Chickpea. I can't get out of the car. What is that? What is that in the distance? The imminent distance. Oh no. Oh gee whiz. Hello, this is John Q.
And DJ Tookie.
And we're broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM, live from hell. The lowest pits of hell, as it happens to be. Oh, you know what? There's no need for that. I mean, we're in hell, but the show has to go on.
Yes.
So we're gonna. We just heard two tracks from White Poppy. That was Runaway Part 1 and 2. Quite new, actually. I think just came out earlier this month, in April. And now we're gonna listen to Miss June Goth from Gal Grayson. Gal Grayson's actually doing, I think, the last show for a while.
In hell.
Yes, in hell.
Yeah, he's playing here.
Oh no.
In hell.
Is that why they're doing the last show at the Red Gate Review?
Yeah.
So that they can join the legions of...
the eternally damned.
Of Satan?
Yes.
Satan? Oh, no. And yeah, this is Miss June Goth. And I think today's episode, we had a lot to reflect on. Hold on. I'm going to cue up our theme song real quick for after Miss June Goth. And then we can talk about maybe everything we've learned.
Recap.
Yeah, totally.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts in Kitsilano and around UBC at The Book Warehouse, Stormcrow Ale House, The Australian Boot Company, Fresh's Best Salsa and Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Tapestry Music Limited, Rufus Guitar Shop, Dentry's Irish Grill, the UBC Bookstore, On the French Hair Design, and the Bike Kitchen.
What would we do without our friends?
Racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade to the soundtrack to your life? Perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV? My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with songs that will be defining your future, and those forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Come on.
Oh no, it's those awful Judgment Day bells again here in Cue It Up. I guess we're coming up to the end of our show now, so time to put on the Cue It Up the Cue It Up theme song, and we can maybe reflect on what we learned throughout the week.
That sounds great. But do we have time for one more segment?
Oh, you're right. I totally forgot. Okay, hold on, Avril. Hold on, Miss Levine. Sorry.
Because we haven't done
our weekly
of the
segment,
week.
Baby of the Week.
And which baby?
Now, let's explain Baby of the Week first. For those of you who somehow this is the first episode of Cue It Up you've ever heard, and it's like, oh, I don't know about Baby of the Week. I don't have a Best Baby Up Here t-shirt. Best Baby Up Here t-shirt's available at cueitup.citr.ca. Best Baby of the Week Up Here t-shirt. I don't know. Yeah, okay, whatever, man. Living under a rock? Sure, okay. Baby of the Week. Every week, Cue It Up hits two of the best and brightest babies out there. They mush them together in the crib of...
Battle to the death.
The battle crib. We don't kill babies,
no.
But we do pit them together metaphorically.
Metaphorically.
Here on the stage of the radio.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Anyhow, so... who are our two candidates today?
Well, as you know, I've been very excited about Boss Baby. The Boss Baby.
It's interesting you say that because the reflections of Boss Baby, that Boss Baby is, very much with us today, has made me think about a certain special baby who was making waves of his own. He was a boss of a kind back in the day. I think you might know him as Rosemary's Baby. And I would nominate Rosemary's Baby for VIB. Very important baby.
See, I would nominate Boss Baby. He even eats sushi.
That's
how many babies do you
babies
know that
eat
sushi?
Can eat sushi. See the whole
this
Boss
baby,
baby thing. This is not a regular baby. This is it doesn't exist within the parameters of regular baby. Whereas the satanic hellspawn Rosemary's Baby does exist within those parameters, and I think existing within the parameters of real life is able to touch the emotions of real people.
I don't know.
I'm going to give myself a baby point for that. One point for John. Boss Baby.
Boss Baby.
I don't know.
I think... Boss Baby. Well, let's just roll the clip.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're thinking. Look how helpless he is. Can't even change his own diaper. Well, can't or won't. Diapers are all about power dynamics. I poop, they wipe, bam! I'm the boss.
DreamWorks, the Boss Baby.
These babies are having a crisis. Babies aren't getting as much love as they used to. Behold our mortal enemy.
And then over to my left, there was a 5 men with white bonnets on standing around a pedestal. And then I looked back over here up on the hillside.
They're going to have to hold Baby V Baby to next round, because next show is coming up here on CITR 101.9 FM. We've got Shoes on a Wire. This is a show from CITR's programming coordinator, Malin Taylor. It's a new program from Malin Taylor, who's been doing this community radio thing for quite some time. So, it's going to be a pretty exciting debut. Stay tuned for that, please, here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hour of weekly new talk content, along with some very fresh music. DJ Chickpea, do you have any last thoughts for today?
No.
DJ Chickpea says all there needs to be said here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live.
And then the angel said, see, come and see the glory of God. And I saw an angel come down the pathway. Beautiful, long hair. Now in heaven I saw angels with me.